can begin.
I think that
the conch represents like the power of Ralph's little empire thingy, and then like when it shatters, because you know Piggy was like the last person who didn't follow, and when it shatters, that was the last of them. And then the skull like represents like the beast taking over and the island.
I think that the conch shell is like order within the tribe, because like Ralph uses it to call people, and whenever somebody has the conch, they're able to speak. So that's like order for them. But when it's split, when it's shattered, there isn't any more of them.
Well. I was thinking maybe like what everybody else was saying, like the conch is like positive or whatever, and then like the skull is negative.
No.
So like what?
Oh my.
And so like when the conch shell breaks, it's like saying how all the goodness in people is gone except for in oh dude who's getting chased. And the skull, you know what?
Okay, I got you. So I think that the conch represents like the only goodness, like say the island represents Earth, like the only goodness that they have, and when it's broken, all order is lost. They're trying to kill Ralph, which they probably wouldn't have done earlier in the book. So,
but once the conch was like broken, then things started like getting better because the guy like came.
Did he die?
No.
He died, but he didn't.
So okay, I can't say anything.
Piggy didn't die.
I know.
Yeah,
Piggy
did.
I said he didn't.
I mean, he did.
Piggy died, right?
Anyway.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Ralph died. Yes, Ralph died.
Okay. I'm confused.
Did you read the book?
I think the conch represents the amount of authority, and like each chapter, it gets lower and lower, and then when it breaks, and they lose all authority, and then they start talking to each other.
Who's they?
So I kind of agree with Katie Beth. I think the conch represents like leadership and civilization, and
well, yeah, it represents like leadership, and that's why like each chapter sort of like degrades.
Exactly. Yeah.
They start to lose the authority.
Yeah,
so I think we've come to a consensus that it's bad.
Yeah,
we want
why.
To. That
okay, almost up in a minute. The conch shell represents civilization. The ability to get along with each other, to work together, that's what it represents. Society as we know it today.
Okay, so move on. I have a good idea about the pig skull. So first when the pig, I think the pig skull, had meat on him, said that it was like the beast, but the beast. What?
Yeah,
okay. The beast was within everybody. And then later when Ralph finds it, it doesn't have any meat on it. So I think that, like, metaphorically speaking, that the kids like, sucked up all the meat of the beast, and now it's inside of them. And that's made them even worse.
I get that.
What do you make of the fact that the pig skull is white, though? White is always a symbol of goodness, of purity.
Maybe the pig skull is how they used to be, like, since they, like, got all the meat off the pig. Now that's a part of them. They're evil, but the skull could, since it could probably represent how they used to be, how they were good and positive.
All right, we gotta move on. So I'm gonna tell you, the pig skull, the white pig skull, is the seductive evil that is in all of us.
Seductive.
Yes. It looks good sometimes. It looks pure sometimes. But it never is. It's death itself. And yet some of us occasionally embrace it. We belong to some people.
Simon, since he knew that the beast was inside of everybody, so I think he represents like the voice of reason. Like reason, because whenever he wanted to tell all the other boys, they killed him. So I think it's like sometimes the human mind doesn't want to really listen to what's right or what's wrong, and they want to do whatever they want. So that's why they killed him, and they didn't really hear what Simon had to say.
Toss an element with Simon. Simon has a vision. Simon talks to the pig skull. That's a vision, right? He doesn't really talk to it, he decided. Where do visions happen? Who has them?
Like enlightened people, very smart people.
Particularly, what kind of enlightened people? All right, I'm going to say Simon, and then I want you to talk with your coach for a little bit to figure out some of the other people.